Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Sunday encouraged Americans to keep protesting the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe, as a large number of Americans approve of states making abortion laws in an effort to save the lives of babies. Biden is ready to make the issue a public health emergency, again relying on executive order.
Keep protesting, because keep making your point.
Right.
It's critically important. We can do a lot of things to accommodate the rights of women in the meantime, but fundamentally, the only thing that's going to change this is if we have a national law.
President Biden will host an event today marking the passage of the most significant federal gun legislation in nearly 30 years and calling on Congress to do more to reduce firearm violence that will only hinder law-abiding Americans. USA Radio News.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
More women are getting into positions of power in professional sports.
The New Jersey Devils have named the first female assistant general manager, making Kate Madigan the sixth woman to hold the title in the NHL. Madigan has called the promotion an exciting opportunity.
It's special. I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful for it to continue to grow. I think in the past we've seen one-offs here and there. The momentum's going to keep growing. So I'm just very happy to be a part of this group and just continue to change the landscape of all sports. And hopefully one day there's a female general manager in the NHL. And I know the NBA, MLB, all these sports are taking those steps.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The NFL's Las Vegas Raiders announced last week Sandra Douglas Morgan as the team's new president.
It's my honor to be here today as the newest member of the Raiders family.
The first ever black female to hold this role in the NFL. USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
President Biden is overreaching with his executive order on abortion, but he won't protect the Supreme Court justices that made the ruling against Roe. South Carolina Representative Republican Ralph Norman on Newsmax weighs in.
This administration under Joe Biden is out of touch with reality. On the abortion issue, this is states' rights versus federalism. And for him to do this, along with everything else, I mean, why isn't he protecting the Supreme Court justices that made the ruling? Now, why is he letting them run Judge Kavanaugh out of a restaurant, I understand, this past week? I mean, it makes no sense. He's overreaching. He's out of touch. And the midterms could not come quick enough for us to bind this man or at least slow him down on what he's doing to this country, which is unexcusable. And he's not going to condemn the actions because I think that his left, socialist left, that's controlling him and the cabal that's running this country is not letting him. And people know that he's not really running the country. He's taking his orders from a far left group.
The Texas House Investigating Committee's preliminary report on the massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, is expected to be released within the next 10 days. The chairman of the committee, Representative Dustin Burroughs,
is pushing for the report to include the critical 77 minutes of hallway surveillance video. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Live. And when you got 9 out of 10 of us saying we're on the wrong track, I'm saying, hey, look at, we're starting to get a better picture of reality and what's happening in our country here. But look at, if it's going to get back on track, we're commanded, as our Constitution says, we the people, it's up to us. We have to be an activated citizenry. You can no longer sit back and just sit in the stadium seats and cheer. You've got to get right smack dab in the middle of the playing field. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Reverend Jim Harden is going to join us in a few moments. He's the president and CEO of Compass Care. But first of all, you know, let's pause for just a moment and consider the genesis of abortion. And we won't go all the way back. We'll just go to 1973. Even Bernard Nathanson, others since then, 49 years later, along the way, we've picked up the anecdotal information, things that they've written about and said, look, it all started with a big lie. Think about this, okay? So this is the fruit of the poisonous tree. The very seed of abortion started with a big lie. So why do you expect that 49 years later, somehow there's going to be some seedling of truth that is part of the abortion narrative today? And the fact of the matter is, what we see happening is, you know, like has been said, there's nothing new under the sun, all right? So we've seen this movie before. So what big abortion is doing, pretty similar to what big tobacco did, if you remember. And I want to bring Reverend Jim Harden on to talk about this. Jim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, gosh, you know, how can I put this, Jim? And I know you're so humble that it doesn't matter, but, I mean, the threats that you have been under for the sake of truth and godly principle is just, it's unconscionable. And only you know what you've been going through in our audience. I mean, you know, though we may read about some of these things and, you know, see what has happened to similar caring facilities, how they've been burnt down and attacked by Jane's Revenge. People's lives have been threatened. This is no easy task, but and all I can imagine is much like the first Christians, they so believed in principle, they believed in Christ so much so that their very lives didn't matter. What mattered was what God had to say about the issue. And I have this sense that that's the same thing that you feel. Is that fair to say?
That's exactly fair. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself, except for what the Bible says. You know, we believe on principle. We're being attacked because of what we believe. We believe that all people are made in the image of God and therefore are equally valuable and therefore inviolable, not to be violated. It's the government's first and primary job to protect all citizens, and that's the spirit of Dobbs, reversing Roe, as you described it earlier in the segment. The lie, the seed lie of Roe versus Wade is that the word person, does not apply to the unborn. That's a quote from Roe versus Wade. Dobbs came out on June 24th saying, hey, look, the Roe decision was egregiously wrong, specifically on that point. And so what do we say? Well, we say whether it's right in the sight of God to give heed to people like Governor Hochul or Joe Biden, they can be the judge. But for us, we can't stop speaking about what we've seen and heard. We know the truth, and we know that everybody needs to be blessed and protected, specifically and most importantly, the weakest and most vulnerable society, and that's a preborn boy or girl whose mother thinks she's got no choice but to abort.
And look at the consequences of that decision from 1973, Jim. And this is what has been breaking my heart forever. And also, I believe, what ignited this organic movement that is just, causing brain damage to the abortionists, because it's so overwhelmingly populist, based on example, based on now the scientific data, because, again, the fruit of the poisonous tree, that seed, that seedling that was put out there, and they've done nothing whatsoever to reconcile that, apologize, or even to bring it into any kind of reasonable consideration for you to even think about. You're not allowed to go there. You're canceled on the spot because they cannot handle the discussion when a woman says to them in response, wait a minute, you told me that it was inconsequential. It was like getting, it was just like getting a tumor or some, cancerous tissue removed from my body. Well, explain to me why I want to commit suicide and why my heart is breaking, and it is especially excruciating on the anniversary date of the abortion. And this is not just one person. These are thousands, if not millions, of testimonies that are shared with people. And how can the abortionists argue against that, Jim?
They can't argue against it. As you mentioned earlier, this is like big tobacco. The abortion industry has to have their own slanted research group, and it's called the Guttmacher Institute. And that's what they do. They just basically cover over all the medical journal, peer-reviewed medical journal articles worldwide that demonstrate not only what you just described in terms of mental health assessments and risks, but also the physical ramifications of abortion, surgical abortion, as well as chemical abortion. There is a consumer fraud being perpetrated against women facing unplanned pregnancy that is being swept under the rug. It is gargantuan, and the pharmaceutical companies, as well as the abortionists and these pro-abortion politicians, need to be held accountable. And it is my hope that the truth will come out and righteousness will prevail over this wickedness.
Well, I believe that we're entering an era which I would call an appointed time, and this is something that God has placed on my heart, Jim. And it just came out. I mean, it just came out of my mouth one day, and this was, actually in another case. But I see it coming back again where right now, I mean, why 49 years later, why now did God determine that we would address, that the Supreme Court would address Roe v. Wade and reverse that decision that was made 49 years ago? Why now, if it isn't for an appointed time?
The Bible has an interesting, number with respect to 49. And and it's when everything goes, all the borders and all the rights of the people and all the debts are forgiven. Everything goes back the way it should be. 49 years, it's Jubilee. And this, God does not miss this. God is not unaware of what's happening in America. The greatest injustice the world has ever seen was perpetrated in 1973 and pervade all over the globe. And the reversal of Roe basically sends a signal that a chapter in world history has turned.
Yes.
And it's an amazing moment in time. And the Christians, as you described earlier in the segment, are obligated, duty-bound, to get involved.
And, above all else, we can thank God, Jim. We can praise God for this awakening that's taken place, because we have been, for the last 49 years, we have bathed ourselves in a culture of death. Look at the damage that has occurred in our culture. How many young people have died? How many women have died? suicide rates through the roof, the crime, the lawlessness, the chaos that's going on. And what I sense at the same time it's going on, we're going back to the first chapter and in the opening chapter of Genesis, and how the darkness was so prevalent and that it was the Holy Spirit hovering over the chaos. And I believe that's what's going on right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
This is Don Shank with today's Global Update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As more tragic news comes out daily about the crisis in Afghanistan, we at the Tide Ministry urge Christians to pray unceasingly for our spiritual brothers and sisters isolated in that war-torn country where it's proving very difficult to provide humanitarian aid. Even in the most extreme situations, we know that God is still in control. It was part of God's plan to place the Tide Ministry in Afghanistan just over a year ago so that believers who need the comfort of God's Word can hear it in their own language through the radio. Please pray for believers to stand firm in their faith, even amidst extreme persecution and environmental disaster, knowing that God can use even the darkest circumstances for His glory. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Jim Harden continues with us, the president and CEO of Compass Care. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're talking about how big abortion is behaving eerily similar to big tobacco. I mean, it all started out with a lie, and then once they got caught, of course, that's the problem with a lie. You know, like even convicts will say, Jim, you never give up the con, right? You just never admit to anything. And this is what big abortion is doing. They don't have to admit to anything. Nobody's holding them accountable. They've been, violating the laws repeatedly, you know, these past 49 years. You've got situations like the Gosnell trial that revealed that there in Pennsylvania, they were more concerned about nail salons than they were abortion clinics. I mean, it's just absurd what was going on.
It continues even to this day. For example, chemical abortion now represents over half of all abortions in America. And
amazing. And by the way, this is mail order now. This is across state lines that's going on and so dangerous. I mean, you've got these women, women that are participating with this abortion pill, and then they're told that it's safer than Tylenol. Are you kidding me?
Bill, I tell you what, it's such a privilege to be on with you because you're so well informed. I this is great. I really do appreciate you. It's true. That's what they're saying. That's classic consumer fraud. And why it's consumer fraud is because it's not safer than Tylenol. It's 400% more dangerous than surgical abortion, which is known to have major, major negative side effects for a long period of time for women. Obviously, the negative side effects, major side effects for children is that they die. But, you know, you've got sepsis. You've got hemorrhaging. You've got, a failure to detect ectopic pregnancies, which can cause death. You've got the failure to detect Rh negative factors, which can cause the woman to be unable to have future children. This is chemical abortion. This is modern chemical coat hangers. That's what this is. And it's all being done.
Unbelievable. I'm glad you said that. You're exactly right. How dangerous this is. Go ahead.
Yeah, but this is all being done without the supervision of physicians. Physicians are just being sent these dangerous chemical drugs in the mail to their homes, and they're forced to have to endure this, these women, by themselves in their bathrooms. And then what happens? They're 500% more likely to wind up in the emergency room, and who's taking care of them? Not the abortionists.
Right.
They're not held accountable. Not the pro-abortion politicians. They're not held accountable. Not the pharmaceutical companies. They're not held accountable. No, they're forced to be alone again in dealing with this by themselves.
Jim, for people that say with their lips that they care about women, why would they put women through this kind of ordeal?
Because it's not about women. This is about abortion. Abortion is not about supporting women. It's about abandoning women. It's society basically washing their hands of anything that has to do with supporting women facing unplanned pregnancy, saying this is your problem. Give us some money and we'll make it go away. We don't want to have anything to do with you. The hard thing, the really difficult thing, is to be community, is to actually come alongside these women and give them the support and security that they need when they're facing an unplanned pregnancy. Because when she faces an unplanned pregnancy, she doesn't say, well, I can't wait to exercise my right to choose. She says, I'm stuck, I'm trapped, I've got no other choice, I need to have an abortion. And our job as believers, as pro-life Christians, is to come alongside of her, give her all the support that she needs, like Jesus did for us on the cross, and give her her life back.
Mm-hmm. This is the act of the Good Samaritan, isn't it? This is what the Good Samaritan looks like.
That's exactly right.
And the fact of the matter is, the churches have been leading the way all along. And even though right now, disappointingly, Jim, I will say there are too many churches. I'm in Florida here right now, and I am disappointed at the lack of response and announcement from the pulpits on churches and masses on Sunday at varying churches throughout the area. You hear very little, if nothing, about this incredible decision that SCOTUS passed on in turning the issue of abortion back to the states where it always belonged. And, I am shocked at how quiet the church is. And we're not called to be quiet, are we?
No, the church is called to be a prophetic presence and a prophetic voice. The church is called to lead, not to lag. And this is an opportunity for the church to stand up and lead the culture. Culture it follows the church, and the church has abdicated for far too long its voice in an attempt to be relevant and get people in the door. Well, people follow the truth, the light. They don't follow wickedness and darkness because there's nothing to follow there. They just follow
exactly.
The Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, the thing is, we're hearing this argument, oh, separation of church and state. I mean, you know, that is such an ill-fated statement on so many levels, because like you said, throughout the history, we just celebrated our 246th birthday. Take the church out of the history of America, and what do you have? You don't have America. Yeah.
No. You have a tyranny, which is what we were trying to get out from under from the Revolutionary War, right? It is the job of the church to insert itself into culture and speak the truth. The separation of church and state has to do with the government not forcing a religion upon you. And what's happening right now is the government is forcing a religion upon us, and it's called secularism. And the church needs to stand up and say, no, we will act according to our beliefs. And our beliefs should state that everyone is made in the image of God and deserving of blessing and protection and must not be violated, the woman and the child alike.
Exactly. Well, Jim, we've got to continue to fight the good fight and to put the truth out there regardless. I mean, you know, they tried to cancel us. We do this show by the grace of God and by the dictate of God in pursuit of the truth and from a biblical worldview. This is key. This is so important and vital, because if it's God's will that we would continue, we know where this is all heading. I mean, you know, people look at it, in a political perspective right now and see us, the World Economic Forum and, you know, Joe Biden made the announcement last week that, or one of his spokespeople had said that, get ready for the new liberal world order and you're going to like it. And so it's all pointing to a one world government. But that people, you know, I keep telling our audience, you got to understand, you always have the fake before the legitimate. So
that's right.
You're going to have an illegitimate and fake one world government. But what's behind it, what comes next, is the real thing with Jesus Christ as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But till then, it is up to us. God is holding us accountable to be faithful to what he's called us to do. And that is to pursue life, to pursue liberty, the very things that Jesus came to give us.
Oh, you are spot on. I couldn't agree more. We, as believers, are called to live the kingdom law right now. We are ambassadors for the kingdom of heaven. That means we need to live differently than the way the world lives around us. We need to think differently, believe differently, and behave differently. We need to be heavenly people representing God's kingdom now. And what abortion represents, and this gets back to the church issue, though. When the church thinks that abortion is just an issue, it's just a political issue. Well, it's not. Abortion represents a fundamental misunderstanding about what it means to be human under God. And that's why it's so important, and that's why the church needs to speak up.
Well, and the thing that amazes me, Jim, as well, is how many people, I mean, I see signs, Catholics for abortion. Are you kidding me? What are you thinking? I mean, and again, you know, I talked to some pastors and I said, do you realize in your service today, a third of the people, the women there, have experienced abortion? Do you understand what is happening to them psychologically, how their hearts are breaking, what they deal with? Oh, can't talk about that. What do you mean you can't talk about that?
These women have been victimized by a philosophy that is destructive, a philosophy of death. And we need to continue to speak up and to speak into culture the truths that you've just described.
And as kingdom believers, we bring them into the presence of Jesus, because Jesus is the healing antidote. He's the healing agent for all this. This is such the wonderful part of our gospel, is that we serve a God who is redemptive from the very core of who he is. He's saying, come home. Come home where you belong. I love you. You're still my gal. And you're still my guy. I love that, you know.
Well, me too. That is the message of hope. Jesus, you know, all sin has to be paid for. You and I know that. But either we submit to Christ now and have our sins paid for by him at the cross, or we don't, and our sins are going to have to be paid for by ourselves forever.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the made-for-TV January 6th committee continues, Trump advisor Steve Bannon says he will testify at a public hearing after he received a letter from President Trump waiving executive privilege. A wildfire in Yosemite National Park that's threatening some of the world's oldest giant sequoia trees has triggered evacuation orders after growing fivefold over the weekend. The Washburn Fire started last Thursday and has burned at least 2,044 acres by Sunday evening. Nancy Philippe, a Yosemite Fire Information spokesperson, Sunday.
It looks pretty scary, and we're going full force on our suppression tactics.
Elon Musk, SpaceX, launched 46 Internet satellites and landed the returning rocket on a platform at sea Sunday night. The launch originated from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base. We are USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Back 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Amazing that here it is. If you remember, not that long ago, right? About less than 2 years ago, people said, we got to have Joe Biden because he's going to unite us. He is going to move us in line with our Constitution. Nothing about socialism, nothing about the Green Agenda, though it came up in some of the debates. But, you know, Chris Wallace and others did everything they could to interfere with the conversation and getting the message out there. I mean, the mainstream media, social media, Zuckerbucks, everything. I mean, it was all one big collusional nightmare that the people bought into. If you want to buy in to their numbers, which, you know, takes us back to what Mark Twain said, right? You got lies, damn lies, and then you've got statisticians, statistics, what they do with that. Well, Larry Klayman joins us now. Larry, it's always good to have Larry with us. He's an attorney, a former federal prosecutor of the U.S. Department of Justice, also founder and former chairman and general counsel of the nonprofit Judicial Watch, founder, chairman, current general counsel of nonprofit Freedom Watch. He is the author of the celebrated book that you must get. If you haven't gotten your hands on it, you need to do this because you're so frustrated about what's happening in your country. You say, what do we do? What's our response? How can we possibly push back? Well, read Larry's book and you'll get some great ideas. It takes a counter-revolution. Wake up, America. Larry, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Bill, my pleasure. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but like a lot of Americans, frustrated because the Biden administration continues to ignore the rule of law, due process. I mean, he is, even over the weekend, again, encouraging everybody, keep protesting, Roe, keep protesting. And now you've got a group in D.C. That tweeted out, said, look, if you find a conservative justice out having dinner or whatever, get us the information and we'll give you $50 for every report. And if they are there 30 minutes and you remain there and they're still there 30 minutes later when we show up, we'll give you $200. This is the kind of stuff that's happening in D.C. and in our country, Larry.
D.C. is just a vile, vicious place. Bill, I've got to tell you, I got to go there from time to time still, although not much during COVID. You do everything by Zoom. But, you know, I look at the buildings, and it just makes me sad. There's nothing in them in terms of any worth. The people, particularly bureaucrats, you know, they come to work late. You know, they have a cup of coffee. They eat a donut. And quite apart from that, it's just a really vicious, nasty place. And this is why I've said that we should take the capital out of Washington, D.C. and start over again. Mm-hmm. We ought to declare independence, create a new government, not a new nation, get a shadow government, you know, with real leaders. Because the irony here is that, yes, these Supreme Court justices should not be threatened. Certainly what happened with Kavanaugh, an attempted assassination, effectively caused by this guy, Josh Gerstein of Politico, mm-hmm. who misappropriated, probably with the assistance of a Supreme Court justice, because it's been covered up now, the Roe v. Wade draft opinion.
Exactly.
Justice Alito, is that these kinds of things, you know, are dangerous to this country. The country is being pulled apart at the same time that people can't afford gasoline, they can't afford food, they can't get baby formula, rampant crime in our streets, people running across the border, diseased, drug traffickers, human traffickers, destruction of our Judeo-Christian values, erasing the difference between a man and a woman, and, of course, our military, which, you know, has very low morale, particularly after Afghanistan and what happened there. So the country's been destroyed in nearly a year and a half. And the Republican Party, I mean, they go on Fox News smiling. Hey, isn't it great? We're going to take power again. But what have they done when they had power before?
Exactly.
There's a reason we have Biden and Harris,
mm-hmm.
because the people got sick of them and saw that they were ineffective and basically just a lot of hot air to raise money and do nothing else.
Well, and you're exactly right. That's the whole point. I was talking to a group of people this weekend, you know, and they were frustrated. And I said, well, you know why? You know what goes on, you know, when after they're elected, they go in for their orientation and they may come in with their ideology and, you know, their talking points from their communities and that. But then they find out real quick, your number one job as an elected official is to get reelected. Forget about everything else. If you don't get reelected, it doesn't matter. So that's the most important thing. This is why they're in everybody's pocket. This is why they surrender their values and their ideology and the representation of the people, because they have to represent primarily the people who have the dollars that are buying their interests. So this whole elitism and the things that the Biden family and Clinton have been doing for years, and Nancy Pelosi and everything like that, that's the modus operandi of the Beltway, is it not?
It is. I mean, it's the flip side of the same coin, as we said many mm-hmm. times.
Right.
You know, it's the American League, the National League, they're all part of the National Football League. Now, one side is pure evil today. One is the Democrats, socialists, communists, atheists, radicals of every single group. And the other has become a fundraising racketeering enterprise. How many emails are you getting every day, Bill?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Money.
I don't even answer anymore. Yeah.
And the people in and around President Trump as well.
Right.
I mean, I must get 16 to 20 emails every day asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
And the American people need their own money right now. And certainly President Trump would be a whole lot better if he was in office than what we've got now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to indict him on January 6th. And I think it's also time to realize that we need, you know, new leadership. We need to move on. And mm-hmm. we thank him for what he did. He did a great job while he was there. But right now, the vicious Democrats, the dishonest Democrats, they're going to tie him down.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to move on. And we need a new system, not just mm-hmm. a new leaders, but we need a new system. Look, they just got rid of Boris Johnson in Great Britain. We've never gotten rid of a president in this country. Never.
Right.
And we need to fine-tune the Constitution and create a way that we can move on.
Well, and you write about this in your new book, Larry. I mean, we've got to be serious about this. I mean, you can't just continue to be frustrated and accept two more years of this craziness. I mean, this Green Deal and this green agenda that they're forcing on the American people, I mean, the damage that will be done is generational. because now you've taken people's ability for property and choice, and you're going to dictate to them what kind of car they're going to drive or else. And this is what, you know, the wagons are circling around the American people, and they're really just not seeing this. I mean, I'm astounded that Joe Biden is able to get any kind of numbers. I mean, his popularity is an all-time low. There's no question. But even still, some people think he's doing a good job. And I go, help me understand how you think he's doing a good job. I mean, based on American ideals. I mean, if you want to base it on ideas of Marxism and socialism, yeah, I think you could say he's doing a good job. But when it comes to the American way of life, my goodness, I mean, he can't even qualify. I mean, he needs to be kicked out of class.
Well, remember who he is. This is somebody who's been in Congress for 47 years. He ran for the presidency twice before, had to withdraw because he was caught cheating, stealing people's speeches. He's not even smart enough to write his own speech. He and his son and his brother, James, in particular, are criminals, probably even surpassing the Clintons, if you can believe that. Mm-hmm. And in fact, last week, on July 7th, we started our trial of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and James Biden. We are seeking a conviction. We are seeking a long-term sentence because clearly they've taken bribes from communist China, from Russia, and Ukraine before President Zelensky came to power. And now it's influencing foreign policy as well. We can see all these favors and perks that are being given to China and elsewhere. The guy is a criminal, and he looks in your face with this Cheshire smile, you know, as if, you know, he's just a complete fraud. That's what he is. And he's in charge of this country. And then you've got a laughing cat being witch of the vice president. All she does is laugh. And
right.
I think everything is funny. So, yeah, it's no wonder the country's going down the drain. And, of course, the Speaker of the House is way past her prime, even when she was in her prime. You know, what she did made no sense. So this is where we are. And a Republican Party, as I said, Bill, that goes on TV and smiles because they're happy that they're going to regain control of the House. Well, who cares?
Right.
You know, as Hillary Clinton said in the proper context, what difference does it make? Because when they had control, they didn't balance the budget, they didn't reform Obamacare, they lied to the American people, and the American people, thinking that there was some alternative, you know, guessed wrong. And of course, we wound up with Joe Biden. But the Republicans are responsible for the fact that we have Biden-Harris today.
Yeah, without a doubt. Larry Klayman is our guest. He's the author of the book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, and we've got more from Larry after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, it's time for an update on the treasonous anti-American history of the Biden family. It is broad. It's deeper. I mean, Larry Klayman, every day, I can't even say every week, every day there's another reveal about Hunter Biden supposedly. Now they can't even say it. They're embarrassed to even recall any kind of reference that it was Russian disinformation, what's on Hunter's laptop. And now they've got a deeper dive and connection into, links to his cell phones. I mean, there's something like, I think, close to 50 different phones, connections, emails, I mean, this is astounding. And meanwhile, this guy's out of jail, and we've got people, locked up, J6 prisoners, political prisoners locked up for a minor offense, and you got this guy getting all kinds of money. Joe Biden, by Reuters, reported this. Joe Biden, after releasing, saying, oh, I'm going to give all the oil from the Strategic Reserve. We're going to help the American people. And then you find out he's sending it off to China. Give me a break.
Well, here's the thing. It's not really about Hunter Biden, you see, and that is a cop-out. Mm-hmm. Even Fox News, they have a great series. I mean, I give them credit on Fox Nation. They don't have the guts to show it on the Big Fox.
Mm-hmm.
But, they have nailed Hunter Biden, but it's not about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was just a vehicle for Joe Biden and his family to take bribes and to enrich themselves. Just take a look at the picture of his house in Delaware, Maryland. I mean, this is a huge, huge mansion. Plus, he has other houses, other assets. Where did he get that in 47 years on the salary of a congressman and a senator in Washington, D.C., which is one of the most expensive places to live in the country? So what we did, and we have to get rid of this guy. We can't survive another 2 years with him, regardless of any Republican takeover. So we have been planning, and we were going to do it actually earlier, but everybody got sick with COVID-19. We started our trial last week on July 7th, and there's a mountain of evidence. And you've got a lot of testimony. Now, people are frightened to come forward. They're worried about the retaliation. Our Justice Department has been turned into a Gestapo. But if you go back to 1992, Justice Antonin Scalia, we talked about before, Bill, ruled in a majority opinion of the Supreme Court, United States versus Williams, the grand jury belongs to the American people, not the three branches of government.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a Justice Department until 1870. We had the right to try and convict and to sentence criminals ourselves. We still do that. It wasn't taken away. It's never been legislatively taken away.
Right.
So the people can conduct their own trials. And in fact, in some states, you have citizens' grand juries. So we started that. And we're not bound, although we try to follow it as much as possible, to the rules of criminal procedure or the rules of evidence. We do whatever is reliable. And we've got so much video out there of people coming forward to testify, not in front of, you know, formal proceedings, but actually just coming forward, that we are showing that to our citizens' judge. Now, when we indicted...
And that's like what would happen normally in a grand jury proceeding, right, Larry?
Yes, but now we're trying them, okay?
Okay.
Now, we gave them an opportunity after we indicted them. We've indicted them. You can see that at freedomwatchusa.org, and please go there and contribute with tax-deductible contributions, because this is very, very expensive. We need everybody's help. freedomwatchusa.org. But when we gave them notice of their indictment, and we said, you're going to be arraigned on a particular date, and we sent it to the residencies, to the White House, everywhere, they didn't show up. They didn't respond. They have no respect for the power of the people. Zero. We're nothing to them. Then we gave them notice again. You're going to be tried on July 7th. You can come and appear. You can bring your lawyer. You can come yourself. You can defend yourself. Didn't show up. I could have entered, as the citizen's prosecutor, a default judgment against them, but I didn't. So we're taking evidence in front of a citizen's judge. And we've got Miranda Devine, who's come forward. We've got Tony Bobulinski. We've got a six-part series of Fox, which they're continuing, where they really looked at, you know, the whole chain of money. I mean, Hunter Biden is more than a crackhead. I mean, the guy's a worthless human being. Zero. He was not even lucid most of the time in the last several years. How could this guy bring in hundreds of millions of dollars unless it was orchestrated by Joe Biden and his brother, James Biden, which it clearly was? This guy is the biggest criminal in the history of the presidency. And he just sits there with his Cheshire grin, thinking that people are going to protect him. You know, get back to the judges. You know, the judges won't hold him accountable. It's ironic that there's a lot of consternation about threatening, you know, Kavanaugh and the others. That's wrong. It should not happen. But on the other hand, as Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, there's liberty. These federal judges should be fearful. They should. Not in the context of the abortion decision, but in the context of everything else they do, because they cover up for the establishment. And I can tell you that as a lawyer of 45 years, they're put on the bench with campaign contributions, other forms of bribery. They pay back the people to put them on the bench. They don't want to stick their neck out. And this is why the American people need to enforce the rule of law themselves. There are no judges in this country, zero, that will enforce it against the higher-ups, without exception. Not at this level. It won't happen.
Well, it's the Beltway economy, and that makes it go round and round. And this is what certifies the institution and the deep state, Larry. This is why even an outsider like Trump, he could come in and, boy, he got a real close look-see at the underbelly of the mess. It's so overwhelming. I mean, this is unlike anything. Even somebody as capable as Donald Trump is as a true chief executive officer, he couldn't fire enough people. It was way too deep. And how can somebody do this in a matter of 4 years and at the same time trying to run a country, secure our borders, make us energy independent, and deal with two impeachment trials? Go ahead.
Yeah. Donald Trump has tremendous instincts. Unfortunately, he surrounded himself with Republican establishment Judases, okay, that stabbed him in the back. And he continues to do that, people in and around him. And he needs to go independently if he's going to do something. Two pieces of advice to Donald Trump. You know, create a new party, a new political party. I'm doing it, the New American Independence Party. We need more competition. Number two, control what you say, because there are a lot of people out there that don't understand, you know, the tweeting. And I think to a large extent with all the fraud, and there was fraud, clearly the election was stolen. Mm-hmm. But if he had simply behaved differently, he probably would have been reelected. People got sick of it and they figured, OK, here's this guy doesn't say anything, Biden. You know, at least there's some decorum to the White House. He needs to understand that. And on the other hand, Bill, he's not coming back. Because they will indict him. It's clear right now. And there are a number of Republicans that are going along with it. Cheney, Kissinger, nearly all of his staff inside the White House.
Yeah, I know you got Mitch. You had Mick Mulvaney. Mick Mulvaney, you know, saying things. It's like, what? Why would you say anything? And to add fuel to the fire on that, because what he had to say, it wasn't anything revealing, big reveal, other than I'm not gonna support Donald Trump, you know, if he runs in the primary.
Well, to save their own skin, number one, because they have ratcheted it up to such a point, and we have two class actions for January 6th, you know, people who have been persecuted by the new Gestapo, which is our Justice mm-hmm. Department. The people are afraid. The politicians are afraid. Plus, they want to be part of this Washington establishment so they can get entry into parties and whatever else goes on there, like Sodom and Gomorrah. And they just throw in the towel, and they got to be part of the crowd. And that's the way it is. No one will stand up anymore. They're just going to throw the towel in. And look at Kevin McCarthy. You know, shortly after, during and after January 6th, he was advocating removing Trump from office. He was advocating impeaching him. This is a guy that Trump is now supporting. Well, granted, McCarthy shines Trump's shoes right now because he needs the support of Trump's base. But this guy, you know, as stupid as Biden is, so is McCarthy. I mean, this is a guy who, during the Benghazi investigations of Hillary Clinton, said it's only a political hit on Hillary Clinton, and he was the minority leader in the House. These are the people running the Republican Party. You know, so you think that turning it over this fall to the Republicans is going to change things? Forget it. You have Biden for another 2 years. So the bottom line is we need to get rid of Biden now, peacefully and legally, and we need to get rid of Harris, and we need to get rid of Pelosi. And we need new political parties, and we need new leadership. We need to start over again before this country slips away totally. It's already 90% there. Mm-hmm.
I've said long ago, even back in my college years, Larry, that we needed to call time out on the government, almost like a, you know, like a bankruptcy procedure. You know, because it's just like, wait a minute, we've got to assess where we are right now. When you have the military, for example, spending all these, you know, billions of dollars, and you have no accountability. There's no balance of the budget. I mean, this is absurd, and the military is just one of all these different institutions. I mean, when Trump was in, there was, I believe, 17 different bureaucracies that overlapped that talk to the other, right? And yet all the wasted money.
Talking to the military, Bill, you jog my, you know, you wanted to talk about the trial. We are going to get convictions. I'm convinced of it. And when we do, we're going to sentence. I mean, give Biden 20 years or whatever. That's what I'm going to ask for. He won't make it a few more years anyway. He's going to pass away on his own. But we're going to ask the police and the military to carry out the sentence. And they have the right to do it. In 48 states, you have a right of citizen's arrest. We could arrest the guy now. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be a vigilante. But we're going to ask law enforcement and the military to carry it out. I think they had it. They understand. About 6 months ago, you know, over 400 military sent a letter to Biden telling him to shape up, or they're going to make sure he ships out, because they're not going to let this country go communist. They're not going to do it.
How much longer, Larry? We got about 20 seconds left.
Yeah.
Before we get to that point. What's the timeline?
You're right. Yeah, that's it. I mean, look around. You can't buy food at a decent price. You can't get gas. You can't get baby formula. The Democrats like to kill babies before and after birth, frankly. The country really is on its knees, and we have no choice right now. If you care about your kids and grandkids, you better get to work.
FreedomWatch.org, that's where you want to go.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.